Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Bonacquisti.
An important wildfire training is taking place on the Deschutes National Forest next week for rappel firefighters. Over 100 of them will be dropping out of helicopters for their annual recertification.
During the 2023 wildfire season, rappel crews responded to more than 400 incidents in the U.S. and Canada, with 98 rappel actions in Oregon and Washington.
Locally, the Central Oregon Rappellers are based out of Prineville and hosted by the Ochoco National Forest. They typically have about 28 rappellers on staff during the wildfire season and respond to fires here locally in Central Oregon and around the Pacific Northwest.
Jamie Oley from the Forest Service tells me there will be 5 helicopters hovering in the training area starting Wednesday the 17th through Wednesday the 24th.
While there are no trail or road closures anticipated due to this training, we do ask that those folks recreating along Forest Service Road 41 and the adjacent trails be heads up and adhere to any posted signage and avoid areas that may be closed off for their safety during the training.
She says this is the first time the rappel recertification has taken place in Central Oregon.
The Oregon legislature is spending $6 million to help fire departments increase staffing during wildfire season. John Hendricks in the Oregon State Fire Marshal's office says fire departments can get grants of up to $35,000.
191 agencies received funding as part of this grant.
Last year, the program added 1,500 firefighters. The additional staffing allowed for a faster response, keeping wildfires smaller. The Fire Marshal's office also has other programs.
We also have our community wildfire risk reduction grants that are going in to create projects across the state in communities to help reduce the risk of wildfire.
Another program offers property owners assessments to determine what they can do to make their property more resistant to wildfire.
Crook County Fire and Rescue will be upgrading and remodeling the main station in Prineville starting at the end of this month. Individual sleeping quarters for crews and an update to the kitchen are among the projects. It will include health and wellness upgrades. The exterior will also get siding and roof work. This project was made possible by a grant from the state of Oregon, financing through the Special Public Works Fund, also through Business Oregon. Work is expected to be complete in November.
In Crook County, a newborn baby got salmonella poisoning from a rare spread of the infection. Dr. Paul Cieslak with the Oregon Health Authority says the infant developed symptoms the day after returning from the hospital.
Fairly serious case of salmonella when you got an infant with bloody diarrhea. My understanding is the infant ultimately did well, thank God.
The infant did not have direct contact with the flock and likely got salmonella at the hospital, probably from a parent.
One of them got salmonella and was infected without knowing it, you know, didn't have any symptoms, or brought it in on some article of clothing or something.
Testing showed the strain of salmonella that infected the infant was the same as the flock at the child's home. Cieslak says parents with newborns and chicken flocks should take extreme precautions to avoid infecting the baby. Besides thoroughly washing their hands, they should also change their clothes after handling the flock. Removing the eggs daily also helps to reduce the risk of salmonella spread.
The Crook County Emergency Management, Crook County's Sheriff Search and Rescue, and Crook County Auxiliary Communication will hold a ham radio exercise throughout Crook County tomorrow. It will simulate a high water event in Crook County. Personnel will be moving around, testing equipment, and checking radio communications. The exercise will run from 8 a.m. to noon.
Highway workers, law enforcement, and other emergency service providers are urging drivers to use caution in work zones.
Drunk and distracted drivers are continuing to cause crashes in work zones. Chris Strickler, the head of ODOT, says in 2021, crashes killed 4 people and injured 23.
Those crashes are continuing to rise. And we start to see that impact not just in the numbers and not just in the individuals that are impacted, but we see it in their families, we see it in the crews, and we see it in everybody else that is impacted.
Strickler says it's affecting the workers, their families, and the drivers and passengers involved in those crashes.
Every time there is an incident, everybody around that incident is impacted in a way that they take with them literally for the rest of their lives.
They're urging drivers to slow down when they see an emergency vehicle stopped with its lights flashing, put down cell phones and other distractions, and don't drink and drive. Brad Ford, FM News 100 and 1110 KBND.
Neighbor Impact's food program gets a big boost from a fundraiser later this month. Program manager Jordan Rear says it'll be a big help given the record number of food served over the last year.
Through our network, we did 4 million pounds that we distributed to our partner agencies, and then another 2 million pounds that our food pantries and meal sites distributed themselves. So 6 million pounds that went out in just the last year.
Proceeds from the Foodie Crawl benefit the program. It's coming up at the end of this month, April 28th, in downtown Bend. Participants will sample small plates from a select group of chefs.
You know, we always call it a pub crawl meets progressive dinner, and it's basically the best of both. You get to just walk around, try out some new spots, try out some new food.
Tickets are available at neighborimpact.org. We'll hear more from Rear coming up in about a half hour here on the KBND Morning News. A lucrative scam is gaining traction in Oregon and around the country.
It's called pig butchering, referring to the scammers' practice of fattening up their prey by boosting their confidence.
It is now the number one complaint that's filed with the IC3, which is the Internet Complaint Center, which is established by the FBI.
Adam Levin, co-host of the What the Hack podcast, says it's a long con that starts with a modest investment, typically in cryptocurrency.
Sometimes the pig butchers will even allow the mark to take money out of the account, so they're really feeling good about it. And then they get them so fired up, they put that money and a whole lot more back into the account.
Levin says the scam almost always originates outside the U.S.
Many of them coming out of South Africa, because South Africa has an incredible infrastructure, very fast internet.
He urges people to not respond to unsolicited texts or emails, even if they seem friendly. And if you are taken, report it to local law enforcement or at ic3.gov.
Listen to the morning news, sports, and guest interviews anytime, anywhere. Just press the news button on the KBND app.